Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Yes, all right. We are back for a draft. What is up, everybody? And we also got the Hall of Fame game going right now. Yes, and I fixed the soundboard, thankfully.
55!
All good.
69, dudes!
Let's see. There we go. All right. Let's see who's up in here. Devin in the house. What up? What up? Crispy. Football season is upon us. Let's go. Marco from Z Future. What up? Andre. What up? What up? Oh, nice. I was wondering who that was. Sounded a little... It looked like a Toyota One post. What up, bro? So I was using my backup phone to comment. Let's get it. And Devin said, autoed Hunter. Oh, no. Where at? You in the draft right now? Where the hell is he? Why am I not seeing him? Oh, shit. Second round. What? Dude. At the 210. Damn it. Damn it.
Just remember, go big. I'll go home.
Go big or go home, baby. Let's go. So I'm not going to be live the entire draft. I still got the issue going on with my mouth, but it doesn't hurt as much as it did yesterday. I'm going into the dentist tomorrow. Dude, it was so dumb. Like when I called the dentist, because like I literally went in on Monday, and I'm trying to explain to the person who's like on the phone, like, yeah, like this wasn't here on Monday, and it's not just like normal inflammation in my gums that I'm used to. Something's wrong. And like she was acting like a big old bitch and was like, we told you what you have to do. I was like, you told me to spend $15,000 and that wouldn't have happened to my mouth. I was like, that has nothing to do with what was wrong with me. And then so fucking she hangs up on me. I call back and then they write some prescription for some mouthwash shit. And like I got the information for the supervisor, and what do you know, when I call, the supervisor's an actual like normal human being. Marcus said can't be everywhere to keep him in control. Yeah, all right, let's go ahead and smoke. We got it is halftime right now. Pretty shortly I'm gonna go see who won the first four squares, because we have two winners per quarter. I'm gonna smoke a little bit. And man, I swear, even the Hall of Fame game, like it made, I don't know what the hell it was. It's my fault, I guess, for trying to stream the game. I was going to stream the game on Rumble and have that going in the background until we like started. But dude, fucking made my computer freak the hell out. And dude, just everything. I just want a new computer. Man, like everything that I have on the computer, like seems good. But man, when I try to do certain things. just can't handle it. Can't handle it. So outside of the Hunter pick, what are we? Any picks that have thrown anybody off? We got 5 QBs in the first, 2 in the second, no QBs in the third. Interesting. How about we talk some Hall of Fame game shop? Not even the game, but man, I bet you all the Trey Lance truthers are coming out of the sewer right now. Dude, that he's playing against like guys who may or may not even play, start, like all of that. He said, what a coincidence. I was just at the dentist and my jaw's clean today. Hell of a survey. The marathon man doesn't know shit. Oh, man. And it's cool that we get the little interviews with all the Hall of Fame people. Could Antonio Gates go down as one of the... He already is one of the best NFL players ever. But I'm trying... Dude, he did not play college football. He's leading the NFL in all-time touchdowns. Like, when I talk about one of the best players all time, is he... Like, how high is he on that list? Because we're talking about an undrafted player that never played college football, that changed the way that the tight end position plays, and he's all-time leader in touchdowns. What the hell? That's pretty insane, right? Oh, at tight ends, not all-time leader, tight ends, because Jerry Rice is all-time. But yeah, because who's the second? Tony Gonzalez. Yeah, he broke Tony Gonzalez's record. With the 111, that's what it was. Yeah, hell of a surgery. Oh, so you did have surgery? Mouth surgery today? Fucking sucks, dude. It really does. Crispy said, give me Javante for a girlfriend beater and Shakir and Warren for the mall rat, please. Wait, what? Hold on. All right, Crispy. Where the hell is the mall rats? Oh, and I got the what's it called? We got the music and drops and audio and everything. Everything is working now. So what did Crispy say? He said, give me Javante for the girlfriend beater. All right. There we go. Javante swapped. And Shakir for Warren. Okay. Dude, this is why people like the slow drafts, because we're in the 11th round and Shakira is still available. Like that. That's why people like the slow drafts. Where's Cali Jam with the 5 RBs? Let's see. Oh, yes. So yes, that hardcore infection, cyst between my 2 teeth. I don't know if that's the correct term, but I know what you mean. Hit that. Everybody hit that. Yeah, because I'm not going to be live too long today. We'll wait until we'll get some third quarter action. What up, Johnny? We'll get some third quarter action going. We're going into the 10th round. I wonder, a bunch of people watching the Hall of Fame game right now? So who the hell are these three? I know we got Tony Dungy's talking right now. And who is that? Is that Rodney Harrison? But who's the other random goofy guy? There you go. Yeah, that's probably the correct term. And then what do we got? What's the next? One Broke, what up? He said, no parlay, already messed up. Man, what kind of parlay is he putting on the preseason game and expecting to hit? Should have just done a bunch of individual bets. Hemorrhagectomy or... Oh, root canal surgery. Is that root end? I'm assuming root canal. Ugh, yuck. Hey, Ron, what up, bro? He said, the Lions joke for everyone. He said, how can you tell when the Lions are going to run the ball? I don't know. How can you tell? Or how do you know? The back breaks the huddle with tears in his eyes. Oh, man, that shit's funny. Under total points for the half. Man, there's always points scored, man. There's always points scored because the defense is so trash. I know the offense is really trash, but it's like you actually have guys in the first half. Not all of them are starters, but some are. Shit, we even had Hampton out there. He didn't really do anything. It shows Hampton not scoring. Like I feel just shows how overhyped he is. Because that wasn't even a hard run. He could have easily hit the corner, but he couldn't make one man miss. All right. And I think probably gonna have to get some kind of song going here so I don't have to talk as much. All right. Let's see. You guys tell me how this sounds, if the sound is good. Let's get some good vibes.
Good vibes. We're bringing on the good vibes. Talking down on others. You can't know yourself without knowing about the other. And I know that ain't the right way to go. I've got a hunch that we don't want to diss. Let's move away from hate and prejudice. The racist man, yeah, he's full of it. Let's learn about the culture opposite now. Don't judge a book by the cover. People take a look.
I thought I had everything.
The racism is killing us when we come around. Yeah, try to keep compassion on the ground. Yeah, feel a sense of freedom with the crowd.
Okay. Yeah.
Connecting people.
How about now? I just turned the music down even more. Let me know. All right, perfect. Thank you, Ron. You're the man. Thank you, Crispy. I thought I had it tweaked just right, but I had it turned up all the way. Why is that a dumb pick Gibbs first, bro? Song loud, but I still hear you. I'm going to lower it a tiny little bit.
Too many times that I've seen the wrong signs. Empty out your hatred and
let me know if that fixed anything. Was David Montgomery on the Lions last year? I'm trying to remember if he was or not. He was, right? He was on the Lions. And what did Gibbs do? He finished as the number one? Are we saying that there's no chance in hell that an injury-prone David Montgomery never gets hurt again? Yeah? How many times has Montgomery got hurt in his career? Only once or more than once? I'm assuming it's more than once. How come everybody acts like they know what's going to happen during the season? I'm not trying to talk shit, but it's like you knowing that there was no points going to get scored in this game. And then, like, they scored, like, what, like four touchdowns or something? I'm just saying, man, we don't know what's going to happen. You're only a dumbass after the season when you lose. Not at this point when no one knows what's going to happen. Said getting better come out blazing at first. All right, yeah. See, exactly, right? Then the other way around. Then we fix it. All right. And pretty soon here, I'm going to check the, I got to check the score here. Jenny said, who knew the Lance Disley connection was so lethal? Man. It's so funny because it was such a bad bootleg from Lance. If it was actually like a starting like edge rusher, I don't think he gets that far out of the pocket. Yeah, anyone could get hurt at any time. That's why. No risk it, no biscuit, man. No risk it, no biscuit. Also, how easy was the Lions schedule last year? It was pretty easy. Easier last year than this year, but yeah. At the end of the day, all I know is Bijan, Barkley, and Gibbs are the highest rated running backs in fantasy, and I've seen them all go number one. But I do this every day, so I don't get like surprised when I see someone go number one who you may have never seen go number one before. Nice to see Naheem out there. Been a while, yeah. Illegal shift. Marco said, if luck wasn't involved, I'd win every time. Damn right. Yeah, if luck wasn't involved, I would have won way more than 10 championships last year. Yeah, like Robinson, number one, then Barkley, then Henry. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Henry. His schedule's tougher, though. That's another thing that sucks, but still a monster. Every year is a new team. Yep, team gets better, goods drop off, no one can predict the outcome. No, not even close. Not even close. Is that still Trey Lance who's out there? Yeah, I mean, they did say that he could potentially play three quarters. Of course. Fuck. Whew. Killer.
This shit right here. Have to be careful, because weed is getting strong.
And Baltimore runs the ball the most, except for Philly. Yeah, for sure. But how come everyone wasn't on Barkley and Henry last year? Because that was the case last year. Won multiple championships because of Barkley and Henry and getting them later last year. What up, Cal? Bijan, Gibbs, Saquon, Genty, A-Chain, CMC. Man, I just think it's insane. If we're talking dynasty, people can say what they want about the RBs, but man, Genty makes me nervous how high everybody is like projecting him. Because like, without injuries above him, I feel like there is no chance in hell that he finishes in the top five. Like, just look at the Raiders in general. Like, even that team, it's not prime for it. Trey Lance and Tony are dating.
Man, fuck Tony.
What up, TJ? I'd say better than yesterday, but still annoying. I'm going to the dentist tomorrow morning. Henry going to get over 250 runs and Gibbs ain't getting 250. If Gibbs gets a lot of receptions, do we really care? Marco, this happens to everyone who smokes for the first time. I remember my first beer. And so Henry was drafted number one in my league. Not all leagues are created equal. I'm not trying to talk shit, but not all leagues are created equal. And this is also what you're seeing right now. This is the 227th league that we are drafting for one specific tournament. So yeah, like what you see here is not going to be like your normal leagues, because there's people in here who've drafted over 100 teams already, over 50 teams. And so they switch it up. Yeah, don't think of this as like your normal redraft league. No, not far from it. Henry was drafted number one in my league last year. Unless it was a Baltimore, I just don't even believe that. Yeah, it may have happened, but I'd say that's so rare of a pick that, like, I would say your league is an exception to the norm. It's a different O-line man and legendary coach. But how different is the O-line? It's not 100% different. And like Pete Carroll, he is over 80 years old. He has been out of football for multiple years on coaching. I just think it's crazy that people think that he's going to come in and just shit all over the NFL. He couldn't even shit all over the NCAA when it came to the playoffs. And that's when he actually faced a good team. So I don't know why people think he's going to come in and just automatically like shit on the NFL. It's not going to happen. It's a draft Jonathan Taylor in all leagues. I'm telling you, he's a sleeper this year. How is he a sleeper, though? He's being drafted inside the top 10 running backs. Is he being drafted at number one? No, but he's being drafted top 10. Like, he's far from a sleeper, except to like the super, super casual like leagues. Maybe some people might think he's a sleeper, but I mean, come on, dude. He's going to get drafted in the first or second round. That's not a sleeper. Last draft I saw was when you got Marvin Harrison in the seventh. It was in the seventh. I don't know how that fucking happened. Like, that legit could be the lowest that he's gone in this entire tournament. Like, I got him in the middle of the seventh round. He's probably went at the 7-1 or 7-2 before. Probably went at the end of the sixth a bunch of times. I know he's gone in the sixth a bunch of times because I've seen him go there. What commercial just came on? It was a Toyota commercial. I think it was Jordan Love and Puka who were in there. It was very weird. Very weird. Crispy said he's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
He's a bum then, and he's a bum now. We'll see this upcoming season. I'll be here too, man. We'll revisit it. Oh, yeah. I hope that he does good for the place. I only have him in one or two dynasty leagues, but yeah, could he get 1,000? Yeah, for sure. But like, dude, to be like fourth, man, you're talking what? 1,300 plus rushing yards, a couple hundred receiving yards, a couple dozen receptions, 10 touchdowns. Like, that's a lot. That is a lot. And I hope you're right, but I just know that so many, it's not just Genty, like so many people like this have this expectation for these rookies because of what they did in college. But like every rookie who's ever been drafted in the first couple rounds has done extremely well in college. Extremely well. He said, Gente, the Raiders played some of the best run defense last year. Yeah, definitely. JT so fragile, can't take him over Jacobs. Nah, I mean, in these, I've been taking Jacobs over him as well. I think I've taken Bucky over JT maybe once or twice. But yeah, he's fragile, man. He is fragile. He's still a B-plus running back to me. And like I said, I only have four guys who I think are an A. So he's in that next tier. Man, they are. They've been stroking Aiden Hutchinson off the entire game, man. Dude, stay healthy. Stay healthy, my friends. Stay fucking healthy. Yes. That's all we need, man. Just stay healthy. Said it's the same as Bijan's rookie year and Saquon. But what do you mean, though? What's the same about it? Because I don't know. I feel like Bijan fell short of expectations in his rookie year. Yeah, Bijan didn't even rush for 1,000 yards in his rookie year. He only had 4 rushing touchdowns. Like, for anybody who thinks that's great, I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah, he had 1,400 total yards because he had 400 and some change, like, receiving. Add in his rushing and receiving. I mean, he only had 4 touchdowns. I mean, 4 touchdowns on each. He had 8 touchdowns total. 32 is starting tomorrow, man. 32 is starting tomorrow. Everyone's already paid. Draft order was set days ago. Yes, sir. Kyle Pitts didn't really fulfill his expectations. No. He hit 1,000 yards as a rookie tight end, and that's only been done like 2 or 3 times. But he had 1 touchdown or 2 touchdowns and not a shitload of receptions. And, yeah, he's pretty much been failing us ever since. Hutch going to knock Love out of his socks week 1, man. They better watch out, man. They better watch out. Hutch is going to be on a war path. Totally forgot that Jared Allen got robbed of the sack record by the league. Wait, what do you mean? How did he get robbed by the sack record, TJ? Tell me. Johnny said Bijan got Arthur Smith bad his rookie year, for sure. Instead of referring to some of the rookie hype. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's always going to be, like, crazy rookie hype. But one thing that I've always been super transparent about is if the rookie hype is so far through the roof that I can't get on board with the expectations, I'm going to go the other way. Do I think Genty is going to be good and potentially finish in the top 12? Probably. It's not even that hard to finish in the top 12 if you stay healthy the entire year, because there's going to be so many that do not stay healthy for 100% of the games. So, yeah, if he stays healthy 100% of the games, he could easily finish inside the top 12. But top 5, where most people have him, not just you, that's just such lofty expectations for the kid that it's almost impossible to live up to the expectations that people are putting on him right now. Just like Marvin Harrison last year, just like Caleb Williams last year. Who else? Trying to think. Who else is so extremely hyped? Shit, how about any of the quarterbacks that were drafted during any of the QBs that were drafted during, was it 2021 or 2020? But the Joe Burrow, or no, not Joe Burrow. Whenever Zach Wilson was drafted, he was like number 2, number 3. All right, hold on a second. Commissioner duties are calling. I think someone mispicked or something. Is bump the button for Cook or not? There we go. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that year. Zach Wilson, Mac Jones year. The Fields year. Like, the Lance year. Remember how many people were just extremely hyped on Trey Lance? It's only taken him 4 years, and now he looks like he might be an okay backup quarterback, an okay third-string quarterback. So yeah, by the highest it's been for a Raiders player I've ever seen in fantasy, but I'm buying in. Said only play a couple of redraft leagues, so I don't have fun with it. Yeah, for sure. Everybody should have fun. You should draft people that you want to cheer for. Never opposed to that. Marcus said I passed on Waddle because of Pitts in my home league in his rookie year. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people will say that Waddle's been disappointing from year to year, but I think everybody would much rather have Waddle than Pitts. He got 23 sacks in a season, but after the last game against Green Bay, he sacked Rodgers after he fumbled, which would have been the record, but 2 days later, the league changed it to a team sack. Oh, what the hell? What in the actual fuck? That's pretty bullshit, man. If I was Jared Allen, man, I would have sacked whoever the hell made that fucking, whoever the hell made that ruling and fucking give him the hog tie and lasso. Dude, what the hell? Jennings in the 15, not too bad as he gets his shit together. Yeah. Damn. Hines just got fucking boom, power slam, power bomb, not power bombed, but it was almost like a Samoan drop, like what he got picked up and just thrown on his back. It totally was a Samoan drop that he got. It was two players, though. Damn.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
That's rough. That's rough. Yes, Gary Terry asked to be traded. He's done dealing with their bullshit. Now I got a question for everybody. If Scary Terry does get traded, how do you think of Jaden Daniels now after that? Because now we're talking about him losing his 100% best weapon potentially. Yeah, totally going to change a whole bunch of stuff if Terry is gone. And I don't know why teams would rather do this. Like, you really don't think that Terry's like worth paying? Like, he's done so good when you've had shitty quarterbacks. And like now, like that you have a good quarterback, now you don't want to take care of who's his best weapon? Dude, what the fuck, man? It makes no sense. No fucking way. Johnny said I drafted Lance over Teal on my first ever startup. Man. What, because of the 49ers like hype? I assume, right? Was it literally, did you take him because he was on the 49ers and because T-Law was on the Jags? Was that like the biggest factor in your decision making? Geno Smith's hype too took him a few years ago. He said team changed to pan out. Yeah, definitely. And we saw little spurts of him with Minnesota, but yeah, dude, just crazy injuries. I thought I had the best QBs ever. Deshaun, Russ, and Lance. Man. Yeah, dude, I believe it. I believe it, man. A lot of time has passed since then. Kelce getting drafted by the Jets or the Browns is a QB curse for sure. Because look at Sam Darnold. He didn't do like horrible, because even when he was like a rookie and sophomore, he was relevant, him and Chosen Anderson. Yeah, before he was chosen. But yeah, and then look at him after. I know Minnesota's like a way different team than the Jets, but yeah, it's crazy. Like, just Baker, when he got hurt, he should have not played, and instead of trying to play through it. That was just stupid. And then yeah, look at him now. Way different team. This is a team that two quarterbacks threw for 5,000 yards in this system over the last 7 years, 8 years. I can't remember when Jameis did it. But yeah, that is for damn sure. Debo going to win leagues with, and Luke McCaffrey rises. That's funny, because that is one thing. Like, I don't know if everyone's paying attention, but every single day I drop a video kind of in the morning or early afternoon with just whatever training camp news is hit. And it's all just quick hitters. It's like a less than 3 minute video. And yeah, Luke McCaffrey is apparently, he's impressing is what they said. You never really know the extent of what that means. A Debo a lot more for sure. What up, Daniel? And said, just going to have to run more. And he said, use Gimpy Debo. Drank the San Fran Kool-Aid. And you know, it's not only because that was one of the reasons why everybody was so fucking hyped up on Trey, because he was going to San Fran. San Fran has had great quarterback numbers and great system and yada. But they didn't take into account that he likes to wear sports bras and no one's ever going to think of him as the leader of anything, rocking his sports bra to practice. You know what? You said Gino, and in my head, I had Teddy Bridgewater. <It's>, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, that's so weird because, yeah, you said Gino. I said Gino, but in my head, I had Teddy Bridgewater. So fucking weird. So weird. Oh, Lance going to get another touchdown? Lance going to get another touchdown before third quarter expires here? What up, Zaire? Oh, someone's drinking the Trey Lance juice. I don't drink men's juice at all, let alone Trey Lance. Be careful, man. Be careful. Said Luke Schoedt, he gets only a couple. Luke Schoedt only gets a couple last year. He was working out with his brother and Bijan, so he could make strides. I'm just going to say, everybody who's a rookie in the NFL, if you don't make any kind of stride from year one to year two, you were either so hyped as a rookie that it was impossible, or you suck. There's no in between. So, yes, could he make a stride from year one to year two? I would hope so, or that means he sucks, completely sucks. All right, I think I'm going to shut it down at the end of the third quarter. A lot of talking. Taylor Heinicke. I wonder, is Heinicke going to come in for the fourth? He's got his helmet on and stuff. But, yeah, I really feel like he doesn't need to play in this game. He said, everyone going to be hyped today. We're about to be talking about practice. Yeah. Dude, watch the Trey Lance hype train tomorrow. Just watch. There's going to be so many people on social media, Twitter specifically, who are going to be like, I told you about Trey Lance. I told you. It's gonna happen. It always does. It never fails.
Hold on 1 second, guys.
Oh. Well, dang it. I missed it. What happened? Oh, he was out. And Dan said, if you drafted Hurts in a 10-team Vampire League, would you draft the backup QB with 5 bench spots? Knowing he gets hurt and the vamp can steal, maybe. Getting the mixed opinions. What are the rules? What are the vamp rules? Can you do pickups at all? Do you get any pickups? In the vampire leagues that I host, the non-vamp teams get 1 pickup per week. But I would not be picking. Oh, would you pick up it? Yeah, I probably would draft a backup QB, but that is, I don't know, man. That's super lame. I don't like playing in leagues with only 5 bench spots. That's pretty whack. Because how are you going to handle when 6 teams are on bye? You said Geno, Minnesota. Oh, yeah. I looked at all the teams he played for. Chargers, 18. Oh, man. I totally forgot that he played for the Chargers. Crispy said Trey's taking Herb's job. Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Trey Lance MVP season for possibly injured Herbert. Nope. Nope. And I remember when Lance got drafted, expert on German TV was freaking out. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Man, I was so shocked about that. So shocked in a bad way. Mason, what up? Is this an offense defense league? Yes, there is IDP involved, not team defense. So we have 10 starters on offense and 8 and 5 starters on defense. Oh shit, here we go. It has begun. Let's move this out of the way. Time to pull out the heavy artillery for Toyota One Super Chat. Let's get it. Let me go mark this down real quick. You demand Toyota One. All right. And get you those 5 entries. And dude, tomorrow, August 1st. And that means, how about as of today, we have 35 days left. 35 days left until we get some real NFL football. Hey, what up, Hollywood? What's going down, bro? Vamp gets the first choice, but then it opens each week. Vamp can't steal bench players, I don't think. I mean, with a 10-team league, I'm just going to say no. Because, like, and unless you start seeing, like, a whole bunch of people start drafting, like, backups. But, like, Vamp's probably not going to steal a quarterback from people. Like, why would they? Like, even if people take two quarterbacks each, that's still only 18 quarterbacks. And that means that there's 14 quarterbacks that are left for the Vampire. No. That's why I'd say no. Because I doubt that the... Like, I highly doubt that the waivers are not going to be easy for you to pick players up. Highly doubt it. Because the Vamp's going to get stacked very quick if he wins any games. Yeah, so if everybody takes two each, that means 18 quarterbacks. And that means there's still 14 left for the Vamp. And I bet you one of those 14 teams weekly, or one of those 14 QBs weekly, has a juicy, juicy matchup. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't waste a spot on it. Drew, what up, bro? He said football's back. Let's get it. Here we go. Charge this baby up. We're on three bars now. Crispy said someone we don't speak of was very sensitive about the trade draft. Oh, yeah. That's what's funny is, dude, like, that's why I like it better that I don't have a team that I cheer for anymore, because sometimes people get way too emotional about the teams that they cheer for and what they think about the players and can't handle a difference of opinion. And if I was that wrong about something, I probably wouldn't want to be around to be reminded of it either. On his podcast, he explained why he wasn't a first-round QB. He really wasn't proving anything. Yeah, you need at least three or four more years to become something in the NFL. Yep. TJ said, any openings in the snatch a chain league? Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. You want to get into the Debo snatch a chain offense only? Or Debo snatch a chain superflex IDP? So, whoever that guy is that you're talking about, dude, he's 100% right. Now, could you play 0 years in college and ball out in the NFL, potentially become a Hall of Famer? Yeah, Antonio Gates did it. But he didn't play quarterback. That's the thing, where if you don't have a lot of experience in college, I'm already weary of you coming into the NFL. Look at Richardson. He only had one like year, and the year wasn't even that great. It was good, but it wasn't like insanely great or anything. Look at Caleb. Caleb's seasons weren't extremely good or extremely great. They're okay, above average, but not like what we expect from someone who's a Heisman Trophy candidate and like all that. Oh, Toyota One got in the zone. Anal zone. No price difference. Both 55. 55! Drew said, who will be the Browns starting QB for a majority of the season? I think it's going to be Flacco, barring injury. Like, you just look at everybody out there, Flacco looks better than them. Flacco looks rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. I didn't even see his name, but yeah, I think one of the Lions guys went down. We're going into the fourth quarter, so we're probably talking third stringer at this point. And Flacco, but then benched after 3 to 4 weeks. Nah, man, why? But why, though? Because if Flacco does bet, like, if he's going out and throwing 2 to 3 interceptions, like, every single game, like, I get it. But if he's going out there and the Browns are just sucking and it's not his fault, like, why? Like, why would they? Like, you already know what you got in Gabriel and Sanders, and it's not a quarterback that's going to start this year and be good. Ghost Monkey, what up, what up? He said, Multiverse of Madness, let's fucking go. Kicking off tomorrow morning, baby. Yes. Whoo. And don't fall for any of those fakes out there, because there's a lot of people out there who want to copy the leagues that I'm doing. And even as far as copying the way that I do the draft order, don't fall for any of those fakes out there. Like, this is the only 32 team league to be a part of. Hold on. Let me get the link for you. Get the link for you, TJ. I'm just going to throw it in the chat. Where is it, dude? All right. And I'm in both of these Debo Snatcher Chain leagues because sometimes it's hard to find 12 people that want to be in. And these are just, they're just gangster, man. Just so gangster. You got to win. You got to win. You got to win. If you don't win right away, oh, it could be a tough season. And Drew said, remember the Felgermaz said Flacco is crapo. Spoiler alert, he won the Super Bowl that year. Yeah, and of course, it wasn't on his back. The playoffs and everything was on his back because he balled like during the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But yeah, during that season, he wasn't really doing that well. Like they were playing very conservative and it was like all about their defense. And then like when Ray Lewis came back, like it was on and popping. So I agree with Alex. It's Flacco this year. Good for Judy, Tillman, and Joku. And yeah, and that's why I hope that it is too. I hope that he doesn't get injured because like he's the only hope for us being able to use Browns players like with even a little bit of confidence. But yeah, man, like Judy and Tillman and Joku, they need Joe Flacco. DJ said, fuck my life. You're going to love it, bro. You're going to love it. It's such a gangster league, dude. Such a gangster league. And I don't know if you'll know everyone in there, but I know you'll notice a few names in there that you've been in leagues with for sure. For sure. Because this is one of those ones, man. Only the strong need apply, man. I've seen grown men cry when they lost Justin Jefferson. Because, yeah, that's what's tough. Every single week is there's going to be, if you win, you get to steal a player. If you lose, you're going to get a player stolen. I did change every year that I notice something needs to be changed. I make like little changes. So like last year, okay. So like originally when this league started, and why are people forgetting about the Browns O-line? I have no idea, bro. I have no idea. Browns are fucking a dumpster fire. Ever since Joe Thomas left and what's the fuck's his name? Alex Mack. Ever since those guys were like gone, it was like, man, they're just not the business with the O-line. Marco said, you ain't no gangsta. Is it Jerry, musician, producer? Said that to Coolio on live TV. And Coolio almost killed the guy. That's fucking hilarious. Dude, RIP to Coolio, man. So, this Debo Snatcher Chain League. Here comes the lore, or the lore, whatever the fuck it is, the background of it. So, I've been coming up with these custom leagues for a while. And I've heard about the forced trade leagues. I heard about the forced trade leagues and I wanted to put my own spin on it. And when it originally started, it was starter for starter. But then we started having people sit there, or no, then we started having people like sit certain people when they thought they were going to lose, or even sit their entire team when they thought they were going to lose. And it sucked because a lot of that happened to me when I was on a tear and probably could have won the league. But everyone started sitting players and all that. And it wasn't just me that it happened to, but my team was so good that it was being brought up. It's like, dude, Alex got 5 free wins in a row because people are just sitting their fucking teams like against them. It was bullshit, man. It was bullshit. Totally defeated the purpose of the league. And I ended up making the championship and I lost to a guy who had way more luck on people not sitting people against him. And then after that, I changed it to anybody for anybody. But now this opened up the door for a bunch of bullshit because, man, like, then you're losing superstar players for like literally last man on the bench. So like that also hurt the competitive nature like of things. And so now what it's being changed to is, and this is all in the bylaws, and I'm pretty sure I put it in the, took a screenshot of the what's it called, of the just the specific Debo rules, put it in there as well. So now, whoever, you could steal anybody except if they're on bye, and this is to prevent people from putting people on the bench. Literally no reason, because unless they're on bye, they could get jacked anyways. So you might as well have those guys starting. But to ensure that it's not straight up trash that is going back, now you must send a starter. And I even put in a little disclaimer. You cannot pick up somebody on Monday and put a trash player into your lineup to try to trade a trash player away. Like I made sure we're making it clear this year. And even before the draft, I'm going to make sure that I put that back out there. Like that's not going to be a thing. Yeah. Like that was something that creatively people kind of worked within the rules, but yeah, not happening anymore. So this year, for anyone who's playing in the Debo Snatch a Chain leagues with us, when you win, get to steal anybody. When you lose, or when you win, you get to steal anybody, but you have to send back you have to send back a starter, and it can't be someone that you like picked up who's like garbage to put in there on Monday Night Football. If you start with the garbage when the game starts, that's totally different. But it can't be something after you already know that you're gonna win or whatever based on scores and shit like that. Chris, we said I took the Browns to the Super Bowl about an hour ago. It's closest they're getting to a championship bowl, I'll tell you. And Drew said, I think this year's strongest divisions, AFC West, Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders. Give me the Broncos. Yeah. Yeah. I think the West is very tough this year for sure. And really just like the Bo Nix, like making the Broncos a little bit more legit as of last year. And yeah, Geno and Pete Carroll. And Genty, the defense is still hot garbage minus Max Crosby. But yeah, it's, I'd say so. AFC West is stacked right now. What would be the second toughest division top to bottom? I feel like that would be the AFC North. But what is that? If you don't think that the AFC West is number one, put who you think number one and two, who you think has the toughest division right now, top to bottom. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, Tank Dell is an auto. We're not getting towards the end. Yeah, this draft is moving quick. That's also why I haven't jumped off yet, because it is moving so quick. And Drew said, any more Debo leagues? I'd like a shot. Yeah, so I have two right now, but there's still openings in each of them. So right now, let me go see, unless it got filled up like right this second, because I fucking posted in here. Now, see, one of them we got. The one with IDP, Superflex IDP, we got five spots left. And then in the offense only, we have five spots left as well. So there we go. Still got 10 spots available in both leagues combined. It's paid through League Safe. So anyone wants to invite some friends, feel free. Feel free. Sounds like smart using of game mechanics. Yeah, it was. And I like, it wasn't in the rules that you couldn't do that. So I didn't stop people from doing that. But now I am putting it in the rules that you can't do that. Yeah, AFC North, give me the Steelers. Man, they've been a QB away from being good ever since Big Ben left. And Johnny, sounds good, bro. This is one to get in. I'm going to put the Superflex IDP in the YouTube chat again, and then I'll send it to you also, Johnny. All right, there we go. Oh, shit. Oh, man, Toyota 1 trying to get me even more fucked up tonight. I like it. Hang on, hold on. Hold on a sec. Oh, what the hell? Dude, I swore I sent it to him. Damn it. What the fuck happened, man? Was there a few people that I didn't send it to? Oh, I sent it to everybody. Fuck. Now I gotta go check that I did send it to everyone. So hold on one sec, everybody. All right. So, man, it's because I'm dealing with all the fucking bullshit before the game. Damn computer problems totally fucked everything up for me. All right, hold on one second, guys. Actually, I'm gonna play a song real quick. And Toyota 1, we're gonna get the dab going in one sec. We're just staying alive right now. Give me one sec for everything. I'm a woman man. And I see why I didn't send it to a couple people. So there's three people on YouTube or on Facebook that I totally missed. All right, there we go. And all right, before I pack this dab Toyota 1, I'm getting you marked with the 5 so I do not forget. And just to give you a running total, you're at 120, 120. Okay. I've been saving my last league for this one. Cool. And this one's a fun one, man. I'm just saying right now, everybody's strategy should be to win week one somehow. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters, in my opinion, in a league like this. Yeah, just remember that. Okay, hold on one sec, because I got to double check. I totally just... found one other person that I totally... All right, now we got it to everybody. Dude, even me, I'm slacking. Even me, I'm slacking. Hall of Fame game. And didn't send the squares to a couple people. Even though I posted on Patreon, people know, but... just like the guy who went to his poker tournament in Vegas. I think he hasn't showered in 2 weeks. There's nothing in the rule. Yeah, that you have to smell nice. Man, I'm sure that fucks with people's heads. Anything to distract people, get their mind just off the focus. Dude, that's fucked up. That is fucked up. Going nowhere. All right. Fire in the hole. Now I just want to see, like, the Chargers come back on the field to see if it's still Trey Lance or if they're going to work in anybody. Because I don't even know. I don't even know who they have besides Heinicke and Lance as backups. Giants said, Judkins 101, heard. All right. Here we go, baby. Dude, that's so funny, Marco. And Lalo Lyle said, who won the squares? Dude, I actually have not checked yet. I have not checked. Maybe I'll do that before we get off the show here. Let me pull it up just here. Definitely won in both Debo leagues. You know I'm down. All right, my man. Let's see. Did you already join? I'll text it to you. Oh, woo! Yes. I was going to play a song while I'm dying. Oh. Woo! Cali Jam, what up, bro? I'm not going to be live for the whole draft, but I've been live for a good portion of it. Woo! And, dude, my bad. You were one of the people who I totally, like, it was like I was dealing with computer issues. And then there was, like, a couple people that I didn't send the final board to. Man, my bad. But I sent it to you on Facebook. So I'm feeling better. Like, the thing in the roof of my mouth popped a little while ago. They gave me, like, I got prescribed some crazy mouthwash. But, yeah, I'm going to the dentist tomorrow. They were, like, assholes when I called today, or at least the first person was that I talked to, just straight-up asshole, and called back. And then I talked to a supervisor or something, like, I don't know. And then they scheduled me for tomorrow to at least check it out. So, yeah, I do feel better, but it's still a little bit of an issue. All right, and Drew sent you the links. Uh-oh, Shakira. Yes. Oh, so Cali Jam, I'm going to mark it down because I know the other day I said I was going to mark it down, but I didn't because I was, like, in so much pain, and then I came back to the computer and it was gone. So this time I am going to mark you down, and I will give you a grade tomorrow morning because I'm not going to the dentist until 11:30 my time. So I'll be up and at it before that. Actually, we're in round 25. If you're okay with me doing it now, you wouldn't get, like, a full grade. Or it could be tomorrow morning, whatever you prefer. I'm about to pack up this dab. Because, yeah, I probably should stop talking. Use Aqua Regia for mouthwash. That will solve all your problems. What the hell is that? Yeah, I'm still teething right now. I'm still teething. There we go. I'm pulling up. There we go. All right, dab, and then I'm going to look and see who won the squares. Uh-oh. Willis off the board.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Best Willis drop ever. Okay. It's a mixture of hydrochloric acid and nitric acid. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would end all my problems for sure. Oh, man. You guys are killing me. You guys are killing me. Uh-oh, now I got to do two dabs in a row. Oh, man. I'm already running out of breath just thinking about it. Oh, man. All right. Markin, got you marked down. Cali Jam, got you marked down. Toyota 1. All right. Is that Heineke? Yeah, who the fuck is, that's definitely not Heineke. Who the fuck is number 13 on the Chargers? Rookie quarterback, DJ. I don't even know how to fucking say this. UIAGALELEI. How the fuck do you say that? Dude, what the shit? Man, you guys are killing me. I don't know how, man. All right, I'm going to start grading now, though. So the teams aren't going to be complete, so neither will your grades. I'm going to do it quick. Like I said, I already feel it a little bit. From Clemson, okay. Oh, man, all right. Well, I'm doing the grades, so I got to push off doing the squares till after. Jackson and Mayfield at QB. B plus, but then drops to a B because only having two. Fuck. All right. I need a minute, Toyota one. When we get to your team, I'll do the other one. Maybe Lyle, can you put like how to pronounce it? Like Marco, Johnny's trying to figure out how to say it. But yeah, that's totally not how you spell his name, though. It's not Lick. It's. That was probably, I assume that was an auto correct. Yeah, you know what? Just call him ukulele. Yeah, totally. Because now that I'm looking at it again, it's like you agalegi or something like that. Maybe you should drink some water. That's what this is, bud. It's water. Cali Jam's running backs. Crazy. Ukulele. Okay. Oh, yeah, this, not that. Why did you say that? Okay. Arby's, Jacobs Brown, Mixon, Etienne, Dobbins. I'm just going to do the processing in my head, trying to save my words. To be wide receivers, Hill, Scary Terry, Cup Diggs. I'm going to say that's a B also. IDP. Alice Edwards, Van Ginkle, Cooper, Cashman, Quincy Williams, Lloyd, Rosboom, Leonard Williams, and Greenlaw, and Alante Taylor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to say a B plus. So close to an A. If you don't draft anyone else, it probably would be an A. So, yeah, I guess I will say an A. You can only ruin it if you draft someone else. Bench. Diggs. Goddard, Royals, Ertz, Hopkins. I said, what's to make Hunter in these IDP best balls? How's the scoring work? Everything. Everyone's saying cheat code. It depends on what type of league. You must play in a league that has defensive backs for him to be considered a cheat code in my eyes. And in this league, not what we're drafting in right now, but in the Debo leagues, we do have a DB spot where I would say that he'd be a cheat code. But I'm sure a lot of the people who are like, he's a cheat code. If you like, that's like the most basic shit that you can say. If that's all they're saying, why he's a cheat code, it's probably someone just yapping. But see how I even gave you a little bit of context on if there's spots with defensive backs that really makes him a cheat code. So it depends on the style of league, because in this league that we got going, this tournament, we only have IDP flexes, and I don't really consider him a cheat code for IDP in the IDP flex. He might not even be as good as some of the top end IDP players in general. But when you boil it down to like defensive backs, that could be different, because if he is scoring like 20 points a game or whatever, compared to a lot of DBs, yeah, it's probably going to be better than them. And nah, he's going to go earlier than round 7 to 12. My early best balls really need Kendricks and Kaiser to get jobs. Yeah, man. I know mine too. I got him in a bunch early. Get crispy.
You're going to lose all your fancy foosball games.
I'm saying a C-plus for the bench. So it was a BBB, A, C-plus. So that's an 86 overall. Bada bing, bada boom. Toyota 1, you're up. I'm going to pack this dab probably towards the end. Giants said they'll auto sort him into wide receiver IDP depending on where his placement scores the least. So still a bonus, but not the same level. Yeah, exactly. And if you have like really good IDP players, you really didn't need it. Like Toyota 1 drafted him in the second round right now on accident, but he normally goes in what? Third, fourth, fifth round, just depending, maybe sixth round randomly. But I don't even think people, I don't even know if people have an idea of why they are drafting him. Are you drafting him in hopes that he plays wide receiver or in hopes that he plays IDP? Because if you're drafting him in hopes that he plays IDP, you're still drafting him like so many rounds earlier than IDP players. And if your hopes is for him to be like a wide receiver, like I get a little bit nervous about the people who like they draft like one person and then Hunter and then that's it. Because what if he does end up playing in the IDP spot? Like, I don't really know like how everything is going to boil down in the, because what's crazy, it all, like the whole team construction for Hunter is what's going to make a difference on where he would play. Because if you're weak on wide receivers or your offensive flexes are also like weak, he might end up playing on your offense. If your IDPs are weak, he might end up playing in your IDPs. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out because I feel like it's going to be different. Like almost everybody's Travis Hunter experience is going to be different based on the style of league that you play in. 1,000,000%. So that was a catch and a snatch right there. Nah, it wasn't even a catch. That's just an interception. He just bobbled the hell out of it. Here we go. Cheers. It was 86.
You want to get high? You want to get high? Just let me get high.
Shit. Sorry, I'm coughing right in the mic, huh? Dang it. See, when I had the reduced background noise on, it would cut off my coughs, but now I had to turn it off to make sure that all the audio worked properly. But now I'm blowing out people's eardrums with the cough. Jeez. Godwin at the 10-10. How come I can't get that lucky and him go in that range? All right. Here you go, Toyota 1. Dang it. Where is it? I don't even know which drop. Woo! Joke. Let me see. Wait. Oh, this one. Hold on. Where is it? I don't know which one you're talking about.
Talk it up, man.
There we go. I was so high, I forgot. The Cheech and Chong drop, yes. Okay. Hunter is actually Dion's love child. He took his jeans instead of Shadur. Hilarious. Okay.
Grabbed you by the boot on it.
Okay. I don't even think I read it all off. Murray, Prescott, Darnold. B minus. So we'll call that a B. What up, Zeb? Running backs. Bijan. That's how you pronounce it. That's how he said he wants it. That's how he said he pronounces his name, Bijan. So it's Bijan, Kyren, and Warren. A, B, B minus. We're going to call that. I think that's a B. All right, Drew, I'm going through it quick. Let me see. Hunter, Adams, Moore, Godwin. and Trey Harris. Trey Harris didn't even play today, did he? I'm going to say a B. Franklin Brooks, Campbell Barton, Anal Zone. Get in the zone. Demario Davis, Zach Allen, Dorian Williams, Quentin Lake, B plus, bench. Starts at Charbonnet, Jennings, Roshan. That's enough for a B minus. Okay. B. 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 B plus, B minus. 86. 86. All right. Lalo, Lyle, then Drew. Yeah, then the squares. Love, Penix, Flacco, Willis.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Gabriel and Rattler. So, B minus, C plus. So, B minus, and then you got the backup, so B. Running backs, Henry, H. N. Cook. A, B plus, B. Yeah. It is, that's a B plus. Hagan Smith, Flowers, Reed, Shakira, Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Yeah. It's a B. IDP, Spillane, Sherwood, Henley, Knight, Wilson, Burns, Blankenship, Dodson. Man, this is tough. It's either, I'll call it a B plus. Debating between a B plus and a B. Bench. Ben's a strange quorum, Dowdle. C plus for the bench. So B, B plus, B plus. C plus. So that is up two, down one. 86. What the hell? All right. Where's Drew's squad at? Number one. Brooks got it now with Moscone and Sally was a killer a couple years ago. Now we got him. And see, you said running backs. It's a wide receiver action. Oh, wait. Nice, nice. Okay, Drew. Nick's pretty. Yep. It's a B, B, C plus. So we'll call it a B still. Running backs. Gibbs, Bucky, Jordan Mason. Damn, it seems hella early for Jordan Mason. End of the eighth. It's A, B plus, C. Like, Jordan Mason's low for me. We'll call that a B plus. It's tough. I almost want to call it a B because Mason's so low and he's in the starting spot. And if he's not starting, like your next guy is like Samson or Mims, because I guess we're talking flex or Pitts. Yeah, we're going to call that a B for the running backs because of that. Pass catchers, JSN, Laporta, Warren. Ricky P and Higgins. Like, JSN's a B plus to me. Porta's like B or B minus. Warren's like probably a C plus for me. And you got a B minus and a C plus. Dang it. This one's tough. So what is it? Is it a B or a B minus? That's what I'm debating between. We're just going to grade it a little tougher, and we're going to say a B minus. Everyone's getting graded a little tougher these days. IDP, Nick Bolton, Logan Wilson, McFadden, Jones, Chin. Which Johnson is this? Will Johnson. Someone like this. I didn't even know who this was. Like, he could ball out, but just remember, it's redraft. Remember, it's redraft. You didn't need to pick him. That you probably could have picked him 35th, and I'm sure you could have. Giants said, "What level of player would you add to JSN to go after Monroe?" Shit, in Dynasty, it might take more than one player because I wouldn't want to. If I have a Monroe, like, it's still a step down from to JSN, maybe two steps down to JSN. So you're gonna add a player, have to add like at least like a B player like in there to even get that person to consider. I don't know. I'd be trying to throw draft picks if it was Dynasty. And I'd try to not put JSN in there if it was Dynasty also. If it's redraft, that's different. I just wouldn't even try to do it if it's redraft. It's too early. Pace and then Knight. Man. Just saw someone I was successfully traded with before. Put him on the block and likes JSN. So it's a Dynasty or is it a redraft? Okay. I'm going to say... like I said, B minus for the IDP here. Yeah. And bench. Starts from Mims. I'm going to say a C plus for the bench. So this is B. B minus. And C plus. So that's 82. 82. All right. Let's do the squares real quick. I'm going to zoom out just so I can see the full board from the top here. Okay, let's see. First, just let me get the scores. So Chargers were the visiting team. Visiting number goes first. And it is 14-0. In the first quarter. So that means for the reverse, it was 0-14. So let's see. 4-0 is Tony L. And the 0-4 is Terry D. Okay. Halftime scores 21-7. So reverse is 7-21. So 1-7 is nice. It's our homegirl Kelly. Okay. She's going to be stoked. And 7-1 for the 7-21. That is CJ Quick. Okay. Q3. 21 plus 6, 27. It was 27-7. Then 7, 27. Someone doubled up on the, not doubled up, but someone hit both ways. 7-7. That is Levi. Okay. Levi A. Okay, and now for the final. Rohit, what up? Said new here, wondering your take on the late first round picks. I'm in a redraft, 14 teamer, PPR start 7. So, well, salute for first time. Appreciate you. End of the first round picks. Man, if I had anywhere the 12 through the 14, let's say, because you're talking end of round, it's probably those last three. Let me know if I'm wrong about that assumption. Probably going to go running back wide receiver with those first two picks. You're probably going to be looking at someone like maybe Derrick Henry or CMC, depending on the league. It's probably going to go earlier than that, but maybe. But it's probably going to be more like Bucky, A-Chain, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor. It's probably going to be like those guys in that range. And then like the wide receivers in that range, man, it could be the tail end of like some of the top guys. I mean, your Pukas, your Brian Thomas's and AJ Brown, not AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, could be like those guys. That's where I'd be looking to go with my two picks if I had a late 14 teamer. My mocks have either been going Henry first round, then AJ Brown, London second. Okay, so Nico, Puka, BTJ aren't even making it to the second and the 14 teamers. I feel like in real, I mean, they single QB though, huh? My brain's working on super flex. Single QB. Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'd be doing. So I like the running back better first round. What's your opinion on Puka Collins, BTJ? I'd be going with the first round running back in that situation. And then double back with one of those wide receivers. Because, yeah, if you can get Derrick Henry in the first, that's awesome. Okay, and T. Swain, let me do the last square here, the final square, and then I got you. Now I'm going to get out of here. So final score was 34-7. So that's 7-34 on the reverse. So that is 4-7. That is Dan G hitting the 180. And who's hitting the other 20? That is 7-4. That is Woody. All right. Okay, there we go. 8 winners in the books. The only one who doubled up was Levi A because he hit on the 27-7 score. So he hit the same square hit both ways. Okay, where's T Swain now? Okay. Thanks everybody for throwing in those super chats, keeping me going. No more dabs or anything. Feeling it. Goff to Rogers. Man, I still got it on the TV and after the game, and they're talking about shit that went down in New York, man. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with people, man? Okay, yeah, single QB. Okay, yeah, my brain, even in 14 teamers, we're gangsters, man. I forced the super flex on the 2 QB aspect of it. But yeah, I like going the running back like first round. Let's see, Cali Jam. Hold on. You have 62. Okay. B minus, C plus. So we're going to call that a B minus. Damn, Barkley and Swift is it. To me, Swift's a C plus. Barkley's an A. They'd meet in the middle at a B, but then because you only have two, it's going to be a B minus. Okay, pass catchers, Bowers, Thomas, Kittle, Waddle, Andrews, Mandrews, and Debo. I'm called a B+, IDP, Buddha, Olakun, Levante David, Winfield, Speed, Byard, Newbin, Duggar, Elliott, Tied one, said nope, got sniped. Let me see if I can get a late round value pick. What were you talking about in the 32? He said, yeah, man. Tomorrow morning. All right. And what are we going to call that? I didn't even see EJ Speed. He totally snuck in there. Yeah. So I'm going to call this a B+ for your bench. Yes. Guillotine start at 9 a.m. as well. Yes. Yeah, so the 32, man. And all the guillotines except the number 5 are kicking off tomorrow. The number 5 might take another day or two to fill. No more 32s. I can only fill one a year. But if you stick around and you're hanging around, trust me, you'll be able to get in. We always got some turnover in that league. It always happens. Always happens. But I got a bunch more. Just shoot me a text. Not 32s, but man, so many different leagues that you probably want to get in. Most of them, that they're either 33 or 55. All the good ones, I'd say, are 55. And let's see, bench. Harris, Chubb, Ford, Kirk. I'm going to say a B- for the bench. And let's see, so it's a B-, B+, then a B+. And then a B-. That's up two, down two, right? Yeah, up two, down two. 85. Whew. Okay. And I got to update the credits. So if your name is not in the right position, I apologize. That'll be something that I work on tomorrow as well. Yeah, Tony, you the man, bro. So before the credits, hold on. Let me go Mark T. Swain down. You the man. Okay. Appreciate you guys. And then just because I know everyone else who gave a super chat asked, I'll just throw it out how many raffle tickets you have. As of right now, you have 136. 136. Yes, and I know the super chats for sure coming into play, and I know the memberships are coming into play as well there. So that's 136. And so raffle tickets is, so anytime you leave a super chat or anybody who is subscribed as a superstar member on Patreon on YouTube, you gotta be a superstar member, and then you get at least 10 raffle tickets depending on where you are. If you guys want to get another way on YouTube, if you support my movie channel, Silver Screen Breakdowns, it's monetized, trying to build up memberships over there as well. Any tier that you sign up on, you get the raffle tickets over there. It's the Silver Screen Breakdowns. If you're into movies at all, you will dig the channel. And there's going to be more stuff to come in the future. But yeah, signing up as a member over there, just wherever you are. And then also on Rumble. Go support on Rumble. Let me get the link to the channel. It's 420 Crew Sports on Rumble. I do have a Saturday morning link because someone's already in it. And Rumble is just like another version of YouTube, but I could do cooler stuff on Rumble. I mean, I want to stream movies and stuff over there, stream games. Like we'll have to figure some stuff out, but that is something that I want to do as well. My computer just needs to be able to handle that shit. And yeah, Cali Jam, give me 1 second. What is that date? August 2nd. That one is the Jurassic Park 3. Oh, no way. T. Swain. No way. Let's go see. Oh, you the man. All right. So let me see. What is that? Will it show me? Yeah, it shows me that you joined. I'm trying to see what tier. It's not showing me yet. So Robert is over there. Robert Z. He was the first one who signed up a couple days ago. He signed up as a co-producer. And then, oh yeah, T. Swain signed up as an associate producer. So let me go see real quick. The associate producer, that's going to get you 5 raffle tickets per month. And then the co-producer, that's what Robert signed up on, that's going to get you 10 per month. So yes, you are the man, T. Swain. I appreciate all the support. And yes, hit that like button, smash it on the way out. Let me zoom back out here. I appreciate you guys. I stayed on live way longer than I was planning to because you guys are so cool and because I'm addicted to going live with you guys for sure. So it sucks. Like my mouth, thankfully, is not hurting like it was yesterday. Not like it was yesterday. And so can we get the vampires paid and going? I'll help. I got folks that want in if people flake out. Yeah, for sure, because I'll tell people. I can move people to the other one. I can literally go invite people to the other one to be like, hey, I invited you to this one because you were slacking. Need to get this one filled or whatever. Yeah, because I want to do at least the vampire race and shit like that. And then we can decide if we want to draft early or not. Okay. All right. So wherever you guys are signed up, it all comes into play on where you end up on the end reels here, on the end credits. Justin Pickle in a Jar, our executive producer. To all the producers, salute. Crispy, for the vamp, it's 55. Co-producers, and hold on, Crispy. Associate producers, salute. Epic supporters, salute. Awesome supporters, salute. We appreciate you guys. And so, Crispy, there are, let's see, because there's 33 and 55 Vampire Leagues. One of the ones you're in, Andrew, one person needs to pay, and it's Cali Jam. I think that he said that he was paying tomorrow. I'm not 100%, but pretty sure we'll find out. And I'll find out. Yeah, the Blade, shit. That one's a 55. Man, everybody needs to pay over there. And then there's another 55 that we still have more people, like more spots. One of the 33s. We need two more to pay over there. And then we have another one from Dusk Till Dawn. That's a 33. Okay. All right. And let's see. And you're the man, T. Swain. You haven't joined 100% of everything, but that's because there's so many things if you join 100% of everything. You've joined a shitload of things and a lot above the base tier for sure. So, dude, I really appreciate you. And then, yeah, all the best balls and everything you're getting into. Like, man, yeah, I appreciate you, bro. You become a huge part of the community. It does not go unnoticed. So, yeah, I appreciate you. And Rohit said one last question. Yeah, punting both the QB and the tight end spot. Dude, in a 14-teamer, I wouldn't punt the tight end spot too much. I'm okay punting the QB spot, but tight end spot, I would not want to punt. That'd probably be my third or fourth pick. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We got more drafts, and we're going to have some fallout from the Hall of Fame game for sure. And the new squares board will be up tomorrow morning as well. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.